It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
It's crawfish season. You don't have to head to the Big Easy to enjoy these Louisiana crustaceans. They are available throughout the Memphis area from now until May or June, depending on the weather. You can get them boiled and ready to eat with all the fixings, or pick up a bag of live mud bugs to cook yourself. I asked Zach Jenkins, the owner of Southbound Seafood's Crawfish Cabin, for tips on cooking crawfish. Zach brings crawfish up from the Belle River in southeast Louisiana each week to sell at his food truck. First and foremost, if looking for live crawfish to cook at your own boil, it's best to order ahead. Zach said before cooking, it is important to run cold water over the crawfish in a cooler until the water becomes clear. Also, pull out any dead crawfish, grass, or other debris and discard. Once your water is boiling, it's important to add the ingredients in the order of cooking time. Put the potatoes in first and cook for about 3 to 5 minutes. Then add the crawfish to the pot. Zach said usually the boil stops momentarily, but once it returns to a boil, cook them for 2 to 3 minutes. Then shut off the burner, add the sausage and frozen corn, and maybe a little ice to cool the water down and prevent the crawfish from continuing to cook. Let the ingredients soak for at least 15 to 20 minutes before serving. Zach usually puts orange juice, lemon juice, onions, Creole seasoning, liquid crab oil, garlic, and a couple of sticks of butter in for seasoning. And just remember, the proper way to eat crawfish is to peel them, eat the tails, and suck the heads. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.